And I was looking for my radio, like, because I'm talking this morning and I'm going to continue on talking about finding a new frequency. And I love it when people come in and they move my props. And so, you know, anyway, here's my radio. And remember, we've talked about being plugged in and we've talked about having our antenna up and we've talked about tuning in and finding a new frequency. Everyone say finding a new frequency. I believe that some people are going to be set free today. I believe that this message is going to be in the face of some people. It's going to challenge some people. But some people are going to find a whole new revelation in the love of God and in what they call love. And they're going to have a whole new revelation in the frequency. Everyone say the frequency. The frequency of love. And so I'm so glad you guys have turned up. I'm so glad for those people who are tuned in at home. I want to welcome you this morning. We have got a lot of familiar faces and a lot of new faces. We've got a lot of people who are here for the very first time. I want to welcome you guys and say you are loved. You're in a safe place. You can respond as much or as little as you like, and that's okay. And again, guys, if this is your first time, we'd love to welcome you to the Faith at Five. It's an awesome opportunity. On a Sunday morning, we sort of seem so busy, go, 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 this. But Sunday night, Faith at Five, it's fellowship. We sit, we eat, we just connect with each other. And I think there was an incredible power in the first church when they would come and just sit and eat. And so we allow space from 5 till 6 just to sit and have dinner together, get to know somebody new, get to know the leaders of the house, get to know each other. All right, let's pray. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, just for the great opportunity and the privilege of being here and ministering this morning. I thank you, Father, that what you are going to do in the hearts and the lives of the people is supernatural. I pray, Lord, that today people's prison doors would be open, that those who are being held captive by doubts and fears would today be set free. I pray, Lord, that today we would tune into a new frequency, that we would sense your spirit and your presence in what we bring today, and that you would speak into the hearts and lives of those who are here in the auditorium and those who are at home, in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said, amen. Amen. All right, I want to talk to you this morning about finding the new frequency. We're going to put the picture up. As I said last week, it's not about waiting for the storms or the seasons to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. So often we've got this concept that, you know, we've got to wait for everything to be perfect, and then when it's perfect, I'm going to praise God. But I'm reminded throughout the scriptures, time and time again, that the people who really made a difference were those who praised God in the midst. Praise God, not gods, just one. In the midst of their circumstances and in the middle of their situations, they could find time to praise God. I was laying in bed last night, I was thinking about David when he went to Ziklag and the enemy stole all of his men's children and all of his wives and all of their stuff. And they came back and David's there and the men spoke of stoning him. And the Bible says that David went and encouraged himself. He went and drew back and spent time with the presence of God. Can I say it like this? He was tuning in to a new frequency. He was tuning in to what God wanted to do in the middle of the storm, in the midst of that season, rather than waiting for everybody to be happy with him. Before he could praise God, he began to praise and pray and worship God even in the middle of that season. I'm going to ask my beautiful wife to come up this morning. Excuse me. And as she comes up, give her a hand. She's always saying, can you invite me up on the stage? I want to be up on the stage next to you. This is the place I want to be. But I want to just talk to you this morning about finding this new frequency. And to find a new frequency, we first have to understand that we're tuned into an old frequency. And so I have a little illustration. I want you to imagine, take a step over, just a couple of steps back. That's it. And chin up. Big smile. You're doing great so far. Stop it. I want you to imagine for a moment, okay, this is a frequency that I believe so many of us have tuned into. This is the frequency that the world tunes into. And I want to just give an active demonstration and see if you can understand it, see where it goes, and then we're going to debunk it and then unpack it and then encourage everyone to tune into a new frequency. But I want you to imagine if for a moment I came and I gave this to my wife. Oh, Dale, I just want to love you and I give you this.
Thanks, honey. Oh my gosh, I love it.
See, like, did you hear that? Can everyone hear her? And she's like, oh, that was so good. And so I really liked that, right? That made me feel really, really good. And so I gave her something, but she gave me something. So next time, you know, when it comes to it, I'm like, I'm going to give her, like, man, she thought it was good when I gave her that. Wait till I give her this. Oh, darling, I've got something else for you.
Wow, this is amazing, Phil.
Stop it. I just did that out of the goodness of my heart. I want you to take that moment because I want you to imagine, you know, when that happens, right, like, and they gush, you know, when they give it to you and then, you know, like, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is so fantastic. And you then have to play the humble card, the humility card. It's like, oh, stop it. I just did that out of pure love for you. I just, you know, do you know how the test of that works? Do you know how if you know if you're actually tuned into the right frequency or the wrong frequency? It's when you give it to them. And they say nothing. This is a key tuning. Say nothing. Got it. So when you give it to them and they say nothing. What if you give it to them and they kind of look at it and they don't really want it? They don't really want what you're offering. Maybe they don't. Give them an inch, they take them off. Maybe. Maybe they're not that pleased with chocolate-flavoured candles, by the way. That's a candle. But maybe what they really want is strawberry-flavoured candles. So what if, you know, like, okay, that she didn't like that, but I'm going to really ramp it up now and I'm going to give her this. What if I give her that? And what if I give it to her and she still doesn't really want it? What if I give it to her and she still doesn't think I'm wonderful? What if she doesn't? Would I give her it still? What if I gave it to her and she wasn't really appreciative? She didn't like feedback. She didn't stroke my ego. She didn't tell me how wonderful I was after I'd given her such an extravagant gift. Would I still continue to give her the gift? Which then makes you ask the question, if I give her a gift and she doesn't really gush and say thank you and how amazing I am, and so I get hurt and offended, then you've got to ask the question, was I really giving her the gift for her or was I giving her the gift for me? See, what we have in the world today is this tuned-in frequency that says, I will love you and give you things, providing you give something back. Don't we? We have this concept in our minds that I will, if I give you something, then I must receive something. If I give you something, I have to receive something. I was talking to my, you can come stand next to me. You just, no, come. I know I said I'd finish with you and I let you go, but I lied. If you put your hand here, it feels powerful. You lack submission. Moving on. Stop. Anyway. Anyway, I was talking to my daughters the other day and we were talking around this concept and then my kids were talking to me about past girlfriends and then they were talking about, you know, they asked the question like, Dad, did you love your past girlfriends? And I went, you know, oh no, I said I did. And then they went a little bit further. They said, you know, did you love Mum? Now, we all, by the way, know the answer to that question has to be. If you don't know that, there's a reason you're single. Moving on. But we're in an open and honest moment with my children. We're in a moment of transparency. And I said, you know, if you had have asked 21-year-old Phil, do you love Mum? 21-year-old Phil? Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at her. She's beautiful. She's stunning. She was also 21. She's still beautiful and stunning. Oh. And you are... Anyway, but the truth is, can I tell you the truth? As I looked at my kids and I reflected on 21-year-old Phil from a 50-year-old perspective, I realized, if I'm being honest, I'm not sure I loved my beautiful wife as much as I should have. I think, and this is what I said to my kids, I said, I loved me. I loved me. Did you love Mum? Well, 21-year-old Phil would have gone, absolutely, I love Mum. But 50-year-old Phil looking back goes, Phil loved Phil. I loved me. And I loved the way she made me feel. The frequency that I was tuned into was, what do I get out of this relationship? I am willing to give you this, providing I get that. But when that stops coming and the feeling no longer resounds, all of a sudden I'm not willing to keep giving. In fact, I'm going to start withholding. I'm not giving her love. I'm not giving her appreciation. I'm not giving her compliments. I'm not giving her gratitude. I'm not spending time with her because she didn't give me what I wanted out of this relationship. The frequency I had was a frequency of self. I loved Phil. Right now, my wife's wishing she could sit down, so I'm going to release her and say, wait. But as time goes on, you do realize that you can't keep loving Phil, that you have to love someone else. And all I can say this morning is thank God that he sent Jesus Christ to come into my heart and to come into my life and to come into our marriage. Thanks, sweetheart. High five. Give her a hand. I want to share with you a scripture this morning, because I feel like what will set you free from the frequency of self, of loving self, and loving what you get. It's not just in marriage, by the way, is it? It's right across the world. The world is tuned into a frequency of, I will give you providing I get something, and the minute I don't get it, I'm not giving it. The world is tuned into a frequency as we grow up all the way through our life. We are taught, we are trained, we are persuaded constantly that you must give in order to get, and that I will like you because you like me. But if you don't like me, then I'm not interested in liking you. How many times have we seen that? I really like Ruby, and then one day Ruby calls me fat. It's like, I don't like Ruby anymore. Did Ruby change? No. Did I change? No. She was just a little more honest than I would have preferred her to be. So I'm not going to talk to Ruby anymore because she called me fat. Are you following what I'm saying this morning? Ruby didn't change. My perception or perspective of her changed because I actually love me, and I want her to love me, and I am willing to love her wherever she loves me. And the minute she doesn't love me, then I'm not interested in her, and I'll go over and I'll love Hunter instead. And then me and Hunter are best friends, and we get on so well, and this is the most amazing friendship we could ever have. And then one day he doesn't like to hang out with me because he only likes fishing and football, and that's lame. And so he no longer likes me, and so I don't like him anymore either, and we move on. Or we go to a church and they don't like me and I don't like them, and the minister didn't like me and he wasn't nice enough and loving enough and kind enough and compassionate enough for me, and so I don't like him. And we become very me focused. And the frequency we tune into, the frequency we see throughout the whole world, is that I will give you providing it's reciprocal. And the minute it stops being reciprocal, I stop wanting to give to you. But that's not the frequency we see from the kingdom of God. That's not the kingdom of heaven's frequency. That's not God's frequency. And this morning I want to ask you to turn to John, 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And he who does not love does not know God, for God is love." I'm not sure he could have unpacked that any clearer. The problem was, I agreed with that. The problem was, I thought I was living that. The problem was the frequency I was tuned into and the frequency I associated with that word love was, yes, I love my wife because I love me. And so the frequency I'm tuned into is a selfish love of I give to get. I'm in this relationship while ever it does something for me. But I want you to read on and I want you to see the frequency that comes from the kingdom of heaven is not that frequency. And the frequency we're supposed to be sending out into the world is not the frequency we get back from the world. The frequency, in fact, last week I talked about the speaker, and so I'm going to press that a little further. We are not the station. We had a radio up here. I don't know where it's gone. But we had a radio up here, and we said, the station sends out the signal, but I'm not the station. And we said, the signal travels all around us right now, but I'm not the signal. I am merely a dormant speaker. But when that signal is hit and communicated and transferred, that speaker begins to make a sound. And that speaker doesn't need you to tell it what the sound should be. The speaker receives the signal from somewhere outside of this area. I want you to get that this morning. Because John goes on, and I love this in 1 John 4 verse 9. It says, in this, the love of God was manifested or displayed or shown towards us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live. Everyone say live.
Live.
That we might live through him. Without the signal, the speaker is dead. But when that signal starts to come, we live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God. Can I say not that we loved God first, but that he loved us. We didn't love him, and then he sends a signal. He sent the signal. Can I say he sent the signal with no guarantee that you would pick it up. He sent the signal with no promise from a single one of us that we would do anything with that signal. He sent that signal of love. It says, in this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but he loved us. We are not the station. We are not the signal. We are just a speaker. And we get to send that signal of love out into the world. But how funny when we're tuned into the wrong frequency. When the love we think we're tuning out, when the love we think we're sending out is actually still a love for me. When we think I'm loving my wife, I'm loving the people in the church, but the truth is I'm not actually loving them, I'm loving me. And how do I know? Because when they stop approving of me and loving me and valuing me, then I don't want anything to do with them anymore. You follow that this morning? I'm not naming names because that would be embarrassing. I'm just telling you about me. But boy, what a shock when you stand and you look in front of the mirror and realize how selfish I actually am. What a shock when you look and you go, Jesus, I don't look anything like you. The love that you have for me was to lay down your life. The love that you have for me was that you would give your only begotten Son. The love that you have for me expects nothing in return. It just loves. And then the love that I have is I love you if you love me. That's not the love of God. Which means either we haven't learn to tune in to the love of God, or we just don't care. This morning, I want to ask you which frequency you're tuned into. What would the church look like? What would your marriage look like? What would your ministry look like? What, can we go back to marriage for a minute? What would your marriage look like if you loved your spouse regardless of what they were giving back? What would it feel like? We have so tuned into a frequency of feeling and want it to be reciprocated that we have missed what the kingdom of God wants to do in this earth and what the kingdom of God wants to do in our life. I want to encourage you this morning. Stop tuning into self and tune into what God says. I was talking to a good friend through the week. I'm not going to name names. But their parent had just gone into hospital, into a home that had a stroke, and they'd gone into a home. And they were really, really struggling. And the reason they were struggling is that they were left with all the chores of selling the home and cleaning the home and looking after the home and making sure everything was organized and all the legal stuff was organized and sorted out so that their parent could go into the home. But the truth is, and this is why they rang me, they rang to say, I hate my parent. And knowing their situation, the parent was often dishing out very cruel and unusual punishment. Can we say that? Punishment that if it was done today, you would be in jail for. It was that kind of cruel and unusual punishment. It was a person who was incredibly selfish in their actions and their motives, and they were selfish all the way through. And then they get older and they're going into a home and they're still ringing up and they're still selfish and they're still domineering and they're still delegating, they're still dishing out orders. And this person rings me and they said, Phil, I'm so struggling because every time I see the phone number of the home come, I'm hoping they're telling me my parent's dead. And they said, I'm so struggling because I'm so disliking this person. And I said, stop for a minute. I prayed on it for a day and I shared this scripture. And I brought it back and I said, you know, so you get nothing out of this, nothing. There's no recompense coming your way, no. That person who has been cruel to you all your life is still being cruel to you, yes. Why are you doing what you're doing? Because I feel that it's the right thing to do. Oh, you're not getting anything out of this. You're not going to get anything out of this. You're not mirroring and vibing off that person. You're picking up a frequency that comes from another place. You are choosing to love just because it's the right thing to do. Can I encourage you? That feelings will change. That feelings will come and feelings will go. I've been married for 30 years. Feelings come and feelings go. Don't you nod, just me. But if you've been married for any length of time, isn't that true? Feelings come and feelings go. And if I am dictated by the way I will treat people, by how I'm feeling at that moment, you are all in trouble. But if I would get over self and go, I will love because he first loved me. That's why I'm loving. I'm not loving Archer because I'm going to get something back from him. I'm not loving this young man because he's a fantastic drummer. I'm loving him because I was first loved by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who stepped down to earth and became a human being to love me and show me how love looks. Are you getting that this morning? I just want to finish this morning. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up. And when I'm asking this question and I'm saying, you know, what do I want us to get out of this message? When this message finishes, what is it we want to have? I just want to say, tune in to a different frequency. Tune in to the frequency of heaven. Tune into the love that flows down to you. And the patience and the kindness and the goodness and the grace that flows to you regardless of what you do. How many people have made a huge mistake in their life? Just put your hand up really high. Great. Thought it was just me. You know, God knew the mistake you were going to make. And you know, he didn't unsend his son for you. He didn't go, you know, Jasmine, while ever you're sitting there with that beautiful dress on and you're turning up and you're sitting on the front row and you're doing the right thing, I'm going to love you. But the minute you stop doing that, the minute you sit the third row back, you're out. The minute you make a big mistake, Jasmine, I'm picking on you because you're at the front row and you're beautiful. The minute you make a big mistake, Jasmine, the minute you do something wrong, the minute you swear, the minute you make an inappropriate choice, the minute you do something wrong, I'm going to unsend my love. He didn't do that, did he? He can't do that because he can't be true to himself. God is love. I just want to keep pushing that out this morning. That frequency. Tune into that frequency of love. When that becomes the foundational, and here's where we get to. You ready? Are you guys ready? When that becomes the foundational key, it's such a cool illustration coming, hold on. Then all the other chords and all the other notes of your life blend in harmony. When love is that foundation, you know, when they play a song in the key of A, then all the other notes and all the other chords, really hoping Lisa was correct because I rang her and asked this morning if this was right. But when she plays a song in the key of A, all the other chords and all the other notes blend together in beautiful harmony because the key, the foundation is the key of A. The foundation is love, and all the other notes and all the other chords come out in this beautiful harmony. Yeah. But if we don't get that, can we practice that? Can you just play? Can we turn that up a little bit? Just that the key of A just flowing in there. And everything fits, doesn't it? And when you're tuned into that frequency, it's just, wow, God, it fits. My legalism becomes grace. My impatience becomes patience. My hatred becomes mercy. Because that foundational frequency just resonates inside me. And are you ready? Are you ready? Because when we get it wrong, are you ready, Talia? Is this turned up? We can turn the keyboard up a little bit. Because when we get it wrong, this is what it sounds like. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. That was awesome. You know, you walk into families sometimes and it feels like that, doesn't it? Sometimes you walk in, I'm just picking on me, okay? Follow me on the camera, whoever's on. Sadly, sometimes you walk into my home and the frequencies misaligned. We're not singing the same song. She's singing love, 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 and I'm singing me, me, me. She's singing selflessness, 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 and I'm singing selfish, selfish, selfish. She's giving with no concept of wanting to receive, and I'm giving so that I can receive. Surefire way to ruin your marriage, take notes, is to have one or two people that are all about what they're getting out of it. Surefire way to ruin a church is to bring a body of people together that all want what they want and what they can get out of it. But you know, this is a good way this time. Are you ready? But when we come together as one, with the frequency of love, it sounds more like this. what she brings wasn't in competition over there. What she brings is a compliment. The frequency she comes is the same frequency she's bringing. And when that happens, the notes and the chords resound together in beautiful harmony, don't they? With that in mind, I'm going to ask the band to come up. Ta-da! I'm going to invite Jamie up in a moment to come and bring us around the communion table. And this morning, as we're finishing off, as Jamie brings a message, I'm going to invite you to come when we're worshiping today. And some of you may need to come and repent, to turn away from the old frequency, to change station. And some of you, maybe not there yet, you just need to come and sit and soak in His presence so you understand what that frequency sounds like and feels like. So you learn to recognize what that frequency is so you know when it's not. Some of us have grown up tuning into a wrong station and singing a wrong song. I just believe the Spirit of God wants to do something today to set us free.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you enjoyed the service. We are praying for you, and we will see you next week.